In today's program, we have a traveler, Laura Grant, who has explored many off-the-beaten-path destinations. Laura, what made you want to visit remote places? Most travelers I know prefer the typical tourist spots like Paris or Tokyo.
Well, to be honest, I've always felt that the most exciting experiences come from visiting places that aren't crowded with tourists. I remember my first trip to a remote village in India when I was 23. It was incredibly enriching to meet the locals and experience their culture firsthand. I was able to see how they lived, what their daily routines were like, and how they connected with their environment.
That sounds amazing. Was this trip different from your previous ones?
Yes, definitely. Before that, I had visited a few tourist spots in Europe and Asia, but those trips never felt as fulfilling. In that village, I really felt like I was immersed in the local way of life. It was raw, authentic, and gave me a deep appreciation for how different life can be outside of tourist areas.
So, how did this trip change your perspective?
I realized that those places hold the true essence of a country. The people, their traditions, the way they live, it's all so different from the mainstream tourist areas. That's why, ever since then, I've tried to travel to less known destinations.
That's an interesting approach. What kind of challenges did you face in these remote places?
Yes, getting to these places isn't always easy. Many of these villages lack proper infrastructure, and I've had to rely on local knowledge to find my way around. The roads aren't always paved and public transportation is rare, but I've always believed that challenges make the experience even more rewarding. They help me appreciate the place and the people even more.
It sounds like quite an adventure. How do you prepare for these types of trips?
I usually research the local cultures, learn a bit of the language, and make sure to travel light. I try to take only what I really need and avoid carrying too much gear. It's all about immersing yourself in the environment and not standing out as a tourist. I believe the less attention you draw to yourself, the more you get to experience the true essence of the place.
That's a very thoughtful approach. What's been your favorite destination so far?
My favorite destination has to be a small island in the Pacific. The culture there was so different from what I had seen anywhere else. The simplicity of life there really made me reflect on what's important. The islanders live with such gratitude and appreciation for the natural world, which is something I think many of us could learn from.